We're going to talk today about the quarrying industry and your involvement in it.
Yeah.
But previous to that, have you any other family involved in quarrying?
It seemed like quite a few that were in the quarries came up from other parts of the country,
All right.
mainly because of the cotton industry. And when the cotton took off, they were they came from more or less agricultural workers, which I think that they like were tied to the farmers and that down in Norfolk and Milton Keynes area and that. And that, of course, if they were tied to the farmers, they didn't get the they got poor wages. So when the cotton industries opened up here, and of course all the quarries opened because they had to build the factories, build the houses, they came up here.
So originally they were from down south, and because of the industry.
It looks as though I'm going into my family history, and this is where they're coming from. I think there's a branch that comes from down Cornwall. Well, we've got the miners that you know. That's a line that I'm going down. The others have come from Norfolk. That's on my mother's side, and they did the plastering, you know, for the old houses and that. You know, they round the edges of the rooms, that ornamental type plastering. So they came up because there was a wealth. You know, there were some big houses being built at that time, and you know, and the other side of the family, I think they came up from the Milton Keynes area, which stretches back down into Woburn. I've got a line that goes back to 1589 up to now, which is very interesting, you know. Then the other another side of the family are coming from the Preston area, so I'm local.
So when did you start working in the quarries yourself?
I started when I was when I left school in 1960. I was 14 when I left school, making up to 15 after a few weeks, and that's when I started. I started as a apprentice fitter in what was. Well, I always call it Hayes Britannia Quarries. These were the quarries that were down Britann. Down in the Shawforth area. But of course, there's the old roads over from Bake up to the quarries. And that's the way I used to go to work. I used to walk over to the moors, over the moors.
Along the old tramway.
Along the old tramways, well, the inclines and what have you. You know, you go up through the. So what we now know as the sock shop at Britann, the track that goes over there. So that's when I first started.
Was it your job to help maintain them?
I started as an apprentice fitter, like I said, in August. I did start before that when I was before I made up 15, and when my boss. Jim Sanderson, I believe he's still alive. He told me, he said, "Bloody get home." He said, "I'll come back when you're 15."
So you started before the legal age.
Before
really.
The legal you age, tried to. Yeah. But I mean, I didn't realise that.
No.
And all my details were down at the office, which were down in Whitworth. And then someone told Jim I was 14. He says, "Only 14." So I had to go home for a few days until I made up 15. And of course, I were back like a shot then, you know.